Are your personal relationships precious to you, or have you lost touch, except for holidays, anniversaries, reunions, and parties? I know a community leader who was busy speaking at evening meetings while his kids were stealing car stereos. You see, winners get it together with their loved ones, with their friends, and with the community in which they live. They also love their careers, but they're not married to them. Winners vote, and they care about the management and its effectiveness and its fairness and its honesty in their cities and in their states and in the nation as well. Winners live a well-rounded life. They build their spheres of relationships with evenly distributed emphasis. Are you a financial success with plenty of money to spend, but no time for your kids? Losers try to buy love and trust, and they fail every time. Do you spend all your time with your family, but not enough time earning enough to care for them? Do you have a winning scout troop as an outside activity, but a losing, neglected family at home? Are you pretty or macho externally, and shallow and egotistical internally? Does your sphere of life have all the pressure at one point? If it does, it could burst. The losers in life have the philosophy of do it to others before they do it to you. They have the I win and you lose attitude. And one of the most infamous self-made men who nearly ruled the world by using self-image and self-direction to achieve his goals became the greatest loser in history. He was Adolf Hitler. When he was a young billboard paper hanger, he convinced a few loyal followers that he was destined to become the Führer of the Third Reich. He won every battle at the expense of other human beings, and he lost the whole ball game in the end, becoming one of the greatest human tragedies in modern history. Adolf Hitler was a pathetic example of low self-esteem transformed into a grossly distorted self-dimension of do it to others before they do it to you. The real winners in life practice the double win attitude. If I help you win, then I win too. I win and you win. And they realize that it's not nice to fool Mother Nature either, because nature is innocent and abundant, but very unforgiving. We've exploited her resources and she's responding like a mirror, reflecting our gluttony and plunder with dwindling resources, pollution, unclean air, unsafe water, toxic food, and cancerous byproducts of technology. As we change our environment to suit our short-range ambitions, we may be risking the very survival of the human race. And therefore, real positive self-dimension is an understanding of the vulnerability of the life process and the delicate balance of ecology. The winners remember that those who owned the Earth for thousands of years may be in the Hall of Fame of the extinct. They know that New York could become Tyrannosaurus Rex and Los Angeles the woolly mammoth or mastodon unless they cherish the natural environment and put back at least as much as they take out of the earth. And winners take their cues from their friends, the animals, as well. They know what sealskin coats and fancy furs of ocelot can mean to future generations. Someday, when SeaWorld's long gone dry and all the birds have flown and all the fish are gone, or on your dinner table, and all the animals are rubberized, or polyester foam, available exclusively on stage at Disney World, someday a group of wise men will deduce and calculate that what befell the animals could well be human fate. Someday, if we're not careful, we may find in some museum a glass display that lights up when you press the rail, complete with tape-recorded spiel that tells in 30 seconds of the day when man and woman roamed the planet Earth with their beloved friends, the animals. Self-dimension, fitting in, drawing upon the spiritual power woven intricately into every fiber of our being. Winners in life go beyond the horoscopes and stars and fortune tellers' prophecies. They go beyond the do-it-to-yourself advice, even beyond their plastic surgeon's knife, and they live each precious golden day as if it were their last. They build for the future, and they learn from the past. Positive self-dimension is being in harmony with the divine order that shapes the entire universe. It is seen in the perfection and in the beauty manifested in nature, and recognizes the imperfection of man's attempt to reshape nature in his own image. Winners are able to put their own lives into perspective with other human beings, learning from past generations, and open to the idea that other forms of life, possibly more advanced, may be present in the outer reaches of this galaxy or other galaxies beyond.